Okay, let's go ahead and start. So first I want to say thanks to everybody for making it. We've got people, some of whom were already here. It was easy to convince to come because they only had to walk downstairs, and others who were flying in from elsewhere. So we'll be having this for 2 days, as all of you know. Let me first give sort of the instructions to the speakers, which is that all the view graphs are going to be scanned by the staff. So when you're done with your talk, you just go in and hand it to either Denise, or there should be one of our student assistants sitting at the computer in front of Denise, and she will be scanning in, or actually they'll be scanning in the talks. You have to wear this mic so that the talks are recorded. It's not for really broadcast in the room. It's so that everything goes on the web. So watch what you say. So just because someone's not here doesn't mean you can malign them. The other, I guess, request is, so we've got moderators whose job it is to keep everyone on time so as to be sure we've got time for discussion. So we do have these 40-minute slots, as you'll notice, but they're really for 30-minute talks, and we really do want to have the 10 minutes for discussion. The whole point of this is for everyone to find out the state of the field so as to know what to do in the next month or two while you're here. For the short-term visitors, the ones that just showed up for this meeting that are getting reimbursed, be sure you talk to Teresa or Maggie to sign your travel forms, and it's just down this hall on your left. Andrew Cumming brought all the food this morning, so we need to not only thank him, but repay him. I didn't see a hat. Was there a hat there, Andrew, or you forgot you're just donating? So we need people to do that maybe at the next break. Just, Andrew, you can maybe put a bucket there or something and let people know what they should chip in. Throw in your spare change. Okay, the other question is if there's anyone who wants to make a short contribution that hasn't, that we don't have on the schedule, there might be some time, and you should let either Lee Lindblom or myself know if you want to do that. Okay, let me just quickly walk you through the schedule. We've only had so far one change, which is because Nils Anderson is having a very difficult time finding his way from England to Santa Barbara. We've moved him we swapped his slot with Bob Wagner, and Bob was nice enough under duress to give his talk something like 30 hours early. For those of you who know about preparing a talk, that's a big job. Thanks, Bob. So Bob will be talking a little bit early. Nothing else has changed from what you've been getting in these endless emails. So this is just the rest of today. As you can see, we have plenty of time, even after 5, for those who want to just keep going to talk and have more discussions. For lunch today and tomorrow, we're just going to sort of be on your own. For those of you who've been here for a few days, you already know your way to the USEN, which is the easiest place to go. So if you're new here and don't know the way, just get hooked up with somebody who does. And then Friday, I want to make clear what's happening on Friday. And something that I'd like to sort of at least encourage people to think about. So the one thing that's definitely happening on Friday is Vicky Caspi is giving a talk. She would have been here for these 2 days, but she's doing the Chandra review of proposals, so she's stuck in some windowless hotel room in Boston right now. So she gets back, and she's going to give us a talk that we would have had during the regular time, which is basically a talk about young neutron stars and initial spins, namely, hopefully making it clear to everyone if there is a need for R modes from the observations. This day is completely free on Friday, and some of you I know are staying over just because of travel. And the one thing that I think would be helpful for those who are interested is many of you have probably received from Kip Thorne a 40-page LIGO 2 the LSC white paper on detector research and development, and a request to help with making the case for LIGO 2 science. We've got actually a fair number of those people who probably were subjected to this email and might want to actually get together and do something Friday. So just so you know, this small seminar room on the other side is ours all day. And I would encourage those of you who actually want to get together and maybe do something to coordinate amongst yourselves and do something so as to help out the scientific case for LIGO 2. Okay. So I think that's it. I don't really have anything else to say, and I think we'll just get started.